For example, in Kinshasa, with some 2,000 polling stations whose results are lost, there's an acknowledgement on the part of the Election Commission that something quite serious went wrong in Kinshasa. Secondly, if you look at results as announced, which based on an initial analysis, it is evident that in several constituencies in Katanga province, for example, there are unbelievably improbable results. In one constituency, for example, the voter participation rate is something like 99.5%, 100% of whom voted for Joseph Kabila, which means zero votes for any other candidate. The probability of such a patriotic fervor and singular support for a candidate with a 100% rate of efficiency of collection of the results is impossible.
Do you think this would have been enough to affect the end result?
It's a calculus and a logic that we have struggled with. I think that the temptation when one identifies these kinds of incidents is to do the math and try to narrow the margin between two candidates. Admittedly, I think that the Carter Center has engaged in that kind of logic in other elections. I'm beginning to think that's perhaps a false logic to apply, since what it does is it excuses significant patterns of abuse of the procedures and the election law. It is a fundamental mark of disrespect for Congolese voters. And ultimately, it is a manner of abusing the election process in order to perhaps result in an acceptable level of criticism, an acceptable level of turning a blind eye. But the degree of culpability, the sole, if you want, owner of this responsibility is the CENI, is the Election Commission. It is a single unitary national organization. Its agents have signed off on these kinds of results in multiple places. And though the final judgment of what is to be done about those kinds of results is up to Congolese authorities, the political parties and candidates themselves through their own judicial processes, I think that it nevertheless is a very, very dark stain on the overall credibility of these election results.
What do you make of the reaction of Etienne Tshisekedi claiming that he's president already?
This is consistent with previous statements he has made. Understandable that he may be feeling, and I think, you know, as our initial observations would point to, there is quite rightful sense of injury in this regard.